We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
To Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Good afternoon and welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus and Community Radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain, where we do broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I am Robin, and I am the I don't want to say regular these days because I haven't been a very regular host, but I have been the regular host of this show for a long time, and I'm happy to be back in the chair with you today. And also want to shout out to Vivian, who's our work study intern here at the station, for filling in and introducing you to some music that she likes and fits into this category of rootsy, bluegrassy, old-timey, acoustic music. So appreciate that. I've had a few months. Maybe you're feeling it too. Started off the show today with a track from Gina Davis, who's a Canadian alt folk musician, multi-instrumentalist, recording artist, singer-songwriter, and teacher artist based here on the West Coast. A track from their album Field Notes called When You Least Expect. And playing that song because it's lovely, but also it feels like this past month has been a month of When You Least Expect. And again, not sure if you're feeling that as much as I am, but I tend to think that there's sort of a general zeitgeist out there in the world that is sort of throwing things at us when we least expect. One of the things that was for me least expected was that I lost my dad just a month ago today, actually. And so I've been thinking about him a lot today. And I'm going to play a couple of songs that are specifically in honor of him. The first one by Ferris and Jason Romero off their latest album, Telling You Were Gold. And the second one from Iris DeMent, called Let the Mystery Be. So here goes on Roots and Berries, CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio.
When they
Let the Mystery Be from Iris DeMent here on Roots and Berries. And sometimes the mystery is quite miraculous because I hadn't noticed this before, but that track was backed up by Jay Ungar on fiddle and Molly Mason on bass. And when we had my dad's service, we had the live band that he's played fiddle with for, oh my goodness, years and years and years play. And they played Ashiken Farewell, which I've played many times on the show because it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And written by Jay Ungar and played by him and Molly Mason in most versions that you'll find recorded. So curious to me. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Robin, and your host for this hour with roots and old-timey and acoustic music. Some new, some old, some in between, and some stuff that I put together on a playlist back in January when I thought that I was going to do the show live. And so it's a little bit of a reminiscence for me going back in time to when I put this stuff together. This is one of those tracks. Anais Mitchell is the artist, and the track is called Now You Know.
When I think about dying, I think about children. And when I think about children, I think about you. And when I think about you, I feel like crying. Crying for my youth. And when I think of my youth, I think of my freedom. And when I think of my freedom, I feel so alone. And when I feel lonely, I want you to hold me. Hold me in your arms. For my life. Now you
That was called Scene 6, after Margaret Berry, played by Jacqueline Ellsworth, who is a London-based banjo player, quote, exploring traditional tunes, extrapolations thereon, and improvisational pieces for clawhammer banjo. And that was definitely explorational and improvisational and just something fantastic about it there. Other songs on her album are Scene 1 after Hobart Smith, Scene 2 after Doc Boggs, and in that vein, Jacqueline Ellsworth. Again, you're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus Community Radio, broadcasting 450 watts of community power from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. And I am Robin. I am regularly in this time slot from noon to 1 o'clock, bringing you old time and bluegrass music for the noon hour. Lots still to get through on the show today, as well as a berry. We're going to talk about a berry in 10 minutes or so. And let us not waste any time. We're going to hear a track from Molly Tuttle here and her band Golden Highway. This is called She'll Change here on Roots and Berries.
3, 4. Turn your tables. She'll leave you tongue-tied talking rhyme. You'll notice when she tells the fable. She'll have you hanging like a picture of a fool off every line. Don't look too careful or you'll miss her. She lights up every silver screen. And if you dare to push her well, you better watch yourself. Cause all bets are off. She'll take you for everything. She can paint the sun at midnight.
Okay, Aaron, you're good? Okay. I can feel your worries grow.